Aloha and welcome to the Dream Into It podcast. I'm Roxelle Cho, coming to you from my hometown, Kailua Kona, Hawaii. After building a multiple seven-figure swimwear brand, from a dream starting in my garage, I became curious into learning how my thoughts created the reality around me. This is the Dream Into It podcast, where we will look into how wonderful, powerful, inspired, motivated women like myself are able to rewrite the stories of their lives and step into their power. I am so excited to be able to join you on your journey of stepping into your potential and creating the life of your dreams. Mahalo for being here today. Come on, dreamers, let's dream into it. Aloha, dreamers, and welcome to episode number 7 of the Dream Into It podcast. Today, I'm so happy and excited to introduce you to my impromptu casual session. You can hear my dogs barking right now in the background. Just here at home, still on lockdown and in quarantine. And I just wanted to take you a little behind the scenes of mom life, I suppose, while I run my business, while we're here with my 4 kids during this time, kind of bring you in on a little behind the scenes of my life and introduce you all to my daughter, my 8-year-old. She's my oldest girl, and she has such an interest in just hanging out with mommy a lot of the times. And she's been showing an interest in wanting to be on the podcast, or as I go on my Facebook lives and I do what I do in my design studio, she's always there looking with big eyes. And you know, a lot of the times I feel like, you know, that mom guilt kicks in. You get so busy and caught up in your to-dos that, you know, with 4 kids, sometimes you always have some sort of a little bit of that mom guilt going on. So I wanted to take you behind the scenes on a little conversation with my daughter. I sat her down and wanted to include her in my podcast as my first interview, because, you know, it's one of the biggest motivating factors in my life is my 4 girls and inspiring them to be the best versions of themselves every single day. I think sometimes our children, you know, they're always trying to make us happy and get validation. So here's a little conversation behind the scenes with my 8-year-old daughter. We call her Momi. It's a short for a Hawaiian name. And just a little chit chat. I'm going to probably be bringing her on a little more, get a child's perspective on, you know, this mom guilt. You know, a lot of the times we forget that behind their little eyes, things look a lot different. And the days where I feel like I'm not being the most present parent, they still love me for some reason. And I think I want to make this episode as a reminder for all you moms out there going through the same thing, all you ladies striving to be the best version of yourself. Just realize that every single day we wake up, that is enough. And being in that very moment of everything that happens in life, the best of ourselves, right? That's enough, and the best version of us. And so sometimes we need these little reminders. And if we can find them in these little ones around us, so sometimes they don't get as much credit as they deserve, because I'm finding with my children, they're my constant reminders of I am enough as a mom. They're that constant reminder that even on your bad days, they just come up and they hug you and they love you. And I think sometimes just stopping, taking a look at these little ones, looking in their eyes and telling them how much they're appreciated really goes a long way. So here's a little look into my life, the behind the scenes, and if you enjoy this episode. Hey, Momi.
So how are you doing today?
Good.
Good? How was your day? What was so fun?
Going to see Volvo.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've been home from school for about a month now. Yeah? It's been a real change schedule. What are you thinking about, like, going back to school, not going back to school?
It's fun. You get to play all day. Maybe go school on Zoom sometime.
Yeah. What do you think about, like, I don't know, like life now that you've been home with mommy and daddy more and all of your sisters, like, and your cousin during this quarantine? What do you think, like, about life? Like, is it a little bit different staying home more often, or like, what's difficult? What's hard? What goes through your mind as you're at home? I know sometimes you like you tell me you're bored, like, you know, mommy's working a lot, and I have the baby, I have Mahina and Kelena and Alexa and you and Kaimana. Do you know some days that mommy has mom guilt? Do you know what mom guilt is?
No.
No. Do you know some days like I feel like I'm not a very good mom? Because I don't have like time that I want to spend with you as much as I do, or or some days like I just don't have time, like I don't have the energy to play with you as much as you'd like. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
If I were you, it'd probably be hard because you have to work stuff.
I appreciate you always coming around and telling me how much you love me. Mm-hmm. And I know some days like you are like you come in and you try to get one-on-one time with mommy, but sometimes your little sisters come and take the time. How does that make you feel when I don't have that one-on-one time with you?
I don't really know. It feels, for you, it probably feels stressed out because you have to watch all these kids with you.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel for you, though?
Probably sad.
Feel sad?
Mm-hmm.
What could I do better if we could? Because we can, because remember, we make choices, right? So mom, what are some little things that you like that I could possibly do?
Maybe play outside more.
Yeah. Like what's your favorite things to do outside?
Jump on the trampoline and go run and play. Just tag.
So the last 2 days I jumped on the trampoline. Did you even remember that?
Yeah, and it's super easy for fun.
So how long?
Can we do that more?
Yeah. How much more? How much more? Okay. So I did that. What else do you like to do?
Play tag.
Play tag. Well, that was a little bit strenuous and exhausting for me because I'm always having to be the one that's running around chasing all four of you. Mm. But I could do that. All five of you sometimes. Well, baby can't run right now, so four. Right? Mm-hmm. So, like, do you think I'm a pretty good mom?
Mm-hmm.
Should I think I'm okay at being a mom?
Mm-hmm.
So those days where I'm feeling kind of sad, do you think I can remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think some days I could remind you what a great daughter you are? Do you forget sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sometimes forget that you're special?
Yeah.
And how much I love you?
Mm-hmm.
And what are ways that I could show you that I love you more, that you would love to have then?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. Because sometimes I have four of you and each of you like receive love differently. Because you know that we all have our own love language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are ways that if I showed you love, you would just love it?
There's a lot of things.
What?
Like.
So I know I can remember them.
Like playing outside, do arts and crafts.
What are things that mommy does well that you enjoy?
Like that you already did?
Yeah. What do you love that I do? That I do special?
You get to play with us more often.
What kind of things do you like to do? You like stories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Like to tell stories? You want to tell a story now? We could like take turns. Okay. So maybe I can start off a little story and we just make it up.
You want to do this one?
What is that song that you and I made up? Do you want to sing it? Do you even remember it?
What song?
With your name. Come on. Do it. It's so funny and you do it so well.
I forgot.
Queen Bee. I'm the Queen Bee, I believe. Started like.
I'm the Queen Bee, Moni in his house. My swaggy a little bit like Minnie Mouse. Just as in bows of my girly style. I don't be distracted by my pretty style. I wear pink. And she's no laces. Time she's a gap of bee faces. When I get older, I'm going to travel many places. And I still believe in unicorns and happy faces. 3, 6, 9. I'm slowing down this yarn. You could drop a beat and I'll follow. Look, with a woodpecker knocking on a tree that's hollow.
I love it. I love when you're silly and you're fun. And I think sometimes, some days, we don't tell each other enough about how special we are. So right now, I'm going to look you in the eyes. I'm going to take this little time for us and remind you, just in case you forget, you can always listen to this recording of how much mommy loves you. And I want you to receive it. So you have to look me in the eyes. All right. The whole time I'm telling you this is a gift from me to you, a reminder of how special you are, how much I love you, how much even on the days where I seem so busy, you're my number one thing on my mind. Everything that I do, mommy does to make you happy, make you proud, and make you stronger and make you brighter and more confident. Only goal in my whole entire life is to become a better me so that it could inspire you to be a best version of yourself. And do you know every day you get your head up off the pillow, what you need to remember?
To be the best me. Yeah.
And every day you lift your head up off the pillow, I want you to know that you have everything that you possibly need. And you need nothing else. But you have right here inside your little heart. All right? Mm-hmm. So on days where mommy is a little bit tired or grumpy or sad, and I forget to look you in the eyes and tell you how much I love you, I want you to remember this conversation, okay? Do you know what your Hawaiian name means? Do you know? I think your Hawaiian name has like 50-something letters in it.
55.
It's like, kou momi nani meko nana o koloke kumuana na moimoia uki. Do you know why I named you that?
Why?
Because you put mommy in labor for 4 days. And I always said that I would never give my daughter a really long Hawaiian name. And when you came out, I was like, what? You put me in labor for 4 days. I was going to give you the longest name I could think of. Do you know what your name means?
No.
My beautiful, beautiful, my beautiful pearl, Ku'umomi Nani, with the scent of a rose in an ocean of dream. Yeah. I love that meaning, and you are totally living up to those names. You're so fun and joyful, and you're so full of love. Right? I've been telling you that from day one, right? What does mommy always tell you about you special? What's your superpower? So full of love. A little ball of joy everywhere you go. Everywhere you go in this, bring joy and love. Sometimes we all get a little too serious, but your smile and your love and your heart fills the house. You can feel it, yeah? Right. I had fun talking with you today. You want to do this more often? You want to come on mommy's podcast and show and just like chat and who knows who's listening, right? Were you like, it was a little bit scary at first for you to come on here. You're doing a foolish job and you're just like natural of it. These little chats. If it's some, you think you want to come back and say hello to everybody?
Yeah.
Gonna enjoy these little chat with mommy and mommy. Mommy and mommy time. I love you with all my heart.
So I hope you all enjoyed that little casual conversation with my daughter and I, mommy and mommy combos. Maybe we'll be onto something new. And if it's something that she enjoys and she shows interest in, I'd love to bring her on more and let her kind of like get a little taste of what I do. And if she happens to like it and love it, well, maybe she might be taking over the show one day. So I hope you enjoyed that episode. And just a reminder to all of you out there, dads, moms, and daughters, friends, remember that every single day you wake up, that is in itself enough to be grateful for and happy. And just knowing that in every minute of every moment, even in those moments where we're not the best versions of ourselves, that we always have a choice to choose otherwise and do better. And so I'm so happy to have had you here today. And I hope this inspires you to keep on dreaming into those big dreams, dreamers. That's why we're here at the Dream Into It podcast. And I'm so, so grateful to have you here. So aloha. Mahalo for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Keep on dreaming into it, dreamers. The possibilities are infinite. If you love the show, share it with a friend and subscribe. I'll catch you in the next episode. Feel free to dive into our show notes at www.fusehawaii.com. And you can also follow me on my personal Instagram at Roxelle Cho.
I'd love to hear from you. Comment on my recent post. What did you learn? Tell me your takeaways. Aloha.